Well, let's get right to it. Let's go to communist China to see what it is that the corrupt means to establish right here in America. It's called the Chinese Social Credit System. The system is a governmental-led initiative that assigns citizens and businesses a score based, get this, on their behavior and compliance with laws and regulations. Now, according to the Chinese government, this system is premised on the philosopher Confucius. I'm not making it up. This system claims to aim and reward positive behavior and punish negative behavior through various measures. In other words, they are rewarded or punished according to their allegiance and submission to their master, the state. While the U.S. does not have a formal social credit system in the same way as China, it does have mechanisms to track and address various issues related to credit worthiness and compliance, at least thus far. Let's take a look at how this system is used in China today, and please pay attention to the details. Businesses and individuals with a bad social credit score face several potential punishments. And because of this public nature of the blacklist system, people and organizations with low credit could face restrictions from certain luxuries like travel and lodgings. However, the challenges of low social credit also extend to basic needs like school and employment. Travel bans. People with low social credit ratings often face restrictions from traveling by plane or train in China. The travel ban also extends to traveling overseas to stop people with bad social credit from leaving the country. School bans. Those with a low social credit score may face school bans for their children. Schools and universities deny students whose parents have violations on their social credit score, such as high debt. Hotel bans. Similar to the travel ban, certain hotels ban individuals with low social credit scores. Hotel bans hinder people's ability to travel for work or tourism and limit freedom to move throughout the country. Internet throttling. People with low credit scores may also face slower internet speeds as a penalty. Internet throttling impacts an individual's ability to apply for jobs, communicate with others, and access information online. Career obstacles. Individuals with low social credit scores may face career challenges in China. Companies consult blacklists before hiring, and some positions in government are restricted to those who meet a social credit threshold. Public shame. Given the public nature of the social credit system and blacklist, people with poor credit often face public shaming. Regulators have encouraged naming and shaming practices, harming individuals' social standing and preventing businesses from growing. Sound familiar, friends? Because much of this was tested on the American people during the pandemic. Remember, this is also in the works in America through different unconstitutional measures and avenues. Now, before concluding, do contemplate that our rights come from the Lord, not the generosity of the state. What is it that we can observe here? This government of ours is a limited representative government, and it has clearly gone rogue. If they are not criminally trying to remove cash to create a cashless system in order to wield control over your lives, they are simultaneously attempting to create a social credit score system just like that of China. The blatant usurpations in acting outside of their representee scope of authorities, this is where the said representatives assume authority that has never been delegated from we the people unto them. Their blatant undermining of the law demonstrates that they act out under the color of law while transgressing the law in establishing what they deem as policy. As a side note, color of law refers to the appearance of legal authority or an apparent legal right that does not exist. The term is often used to describe the abuse of power under the guise of state authority and is therefore, again, illegal. This is where they attempt to put themselves in the place of the lawgiver, just like that of the communist Chinese. Additionally, communism has historically been associated with revolutionary movements aimed at overthrowing capitalist systems and establishing communist states, just like what we are seeing in the halls of government today. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness, folks. You want to talk about, it's a plethora of people we could speak about, but one in the sense of the heavy metal scene that has poisoned the morals of the people. It has been Black Sabbath. I mean, you want to talk about ushering in the occult? We do a whole show on the power of music, who's behind the power of music. And if you look at Isaiah 14, 12, starting in verse 14, forgive me, chapter 12, starting in 14, and Ezekiel 28, you'll see the characteristics of the devil, and you'll see how he operates and who he is. And I'll tell you what, when you look at, for example, Black Sabbath, those are the guys that said that there was a fifth member to the band. Led Zeppelin can say the same thing. AC/DC can say the same thing. The list goes on and on and on and on. Like I said, we just did a radio program on this. And the reason I'm bringing this up right now, is because there is no question as to who is, actually guiding this band, and this man, Ozzy Osbourne, who just died. We have from Variety Magazine, it's all across the boards on social media platforms right now, that Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath frontman and heavy metal legend, dies at 76. I mean, here it is, friends. Now they got someone to worship, and they'll worship him forever. And for some reason or another, their album sales skyrocket when they're dead, more so than when they're alive. And again, we see many of the schemes even brought about throughout history, and I'm talking about modern history, such as Beatles claiming members died, and all of a sudden their sales they skyrocket. Same thing with Elvis Presley, when in fact he died. I mean, the list goes on. And this is exactly what's going to happen with this guy as well. And again, just announcing to you from Variety Magazine, friends, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath frontman and heavy metal legend. The guy that likes to bite bats' heads off is dead at 76 years old. You know, I just want to go over, because this just came to my attention a couple of minutes ago. You know, some will say, well, Bradley, you're kind of cold about all of this. And I'm just thinking to myself, if you want to see what the enemy uses to plant seed into a culture and into a generation, and I'm not talking a decade, I'm talking about a generation, you look at what Ozzy's been used to plant in the seeds concerning the enemy into the minds and the hearts of the young people across the world for as long as this guy's been on the music scene. I don't know that anybody's done it better than him. And the fact of the matter is, there is a rejoicing. Listen, let me say it this way. If you love holiness, like Carol Spurgeon rightly said, you're half sick of man. That's exactly right. Because without the grace of Christ, we're half beast and half devil. I really, truly believe that this guy was possessed from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And if you asked him, he would tell you the same thing. As a matter of fact, many of his heroes were dictators. Genociders, those that have committed mass murder on nations. And again, the young people across the world are mourning his death, and yet they have no idea that he's leading them straight into the hell that he's now a part of. And it's not an issue of me rejoicing that he's dead. It's an issue of, look what the man's responsible for. How is it that you weren't indignant? Matter of fact, when I first got saved, and I'll come to think about it, we actually went to, right when I first got saved, we went to an Ozzy Osbourne Monsters of the Rock tour 25, 30 years ago, and we were handing out tracts to all the young people throughout his concerts because we knew exactly who he was and what he was being used to do. Matter of fact, Jeff Fenholt, the former lead singer from Black Sabbath who had got saved, he caught wind of the fact that we were out there tracking all of Ozzy's fans. And he had actually sent some support for us to keep doing what we were doing. So the Lord's hand was in on that, and it was just fantastic to see that, especially a former member of Black Sabbath to actually make contact with us. Actually, Jeff became a semi-friend of mine before he had died. Now, let me go over to Scripture really quick again, friends. 18:23 of Ezekiel says, "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live?" You know, not that this guy ever knew the ways. And again, as I said, some of his heroes were just incredible. I mean, unthinkable. And maybe that explains why he did a lot of unthinkable things on stage in front of the young people and inspiring them to live for the devil that he served. Now he's finding out that the end of sin is death. And in fact, he's gone. So I just wanted to share that with everybody because I don't know if everybody's aware of this or not. Again, one more time. July 22nd, brand new news, Variety magazine, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath frontman and heavy metal legend, dead at 76 years old. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, subscribe to that page, and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and we're on the left side of that page as well if you want to call in at any time. Please do. That number is 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to go over and I want to share some content with you concerning what, in fact, again, is going on. One of the things that I just had highlighted on my personal social media platform is a truth that needs to be told to all. And I want you to hear carefully as to what it is I'm going to convey to you. The good news given by most of today's conservative outlets, you know, yesterday's liberals, the mainstream media that most of you say you don't believe in, the good news given by most of these said controlled operatives in the conservative outlets, for the most part, is omitted truths and upholding their lies. And it's exactly the truth of the matter. Because what we're hearing over the last couple weeks is the said conservatives, yesterday's liberals, rejoicing over the big, beautiful bill. Which, again, steals our money, reallocates it, creates a national surveillance system to survey who, the illegals or the American people? Well, ask the DHS. It's the American people that they mean to survey. Well, then they come out right on the heels of that one. They're rejoicing. All the conservatives are just going along with it because they're only hearing half-truths. They're not hearing the pork that's in these bills. Matter of fact, I just seen something yesterday where it came out that none other than Mike Johnson, Judas Iscariot, Luke 22:48, comes out and rejoices over the fact that they cut $3.9 billion off of one of the bills that they just passed, only to add $3 trillion onto the same bill. So what did they do? They told you what they said was the good news, but they didn't tell you the whole truth, did they? That the bad news outweighed the good news. And it's exactly how you're getting your information from today's conservatives. And it's something we need to straighten out. So we're going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh my goodness, folks. People all across the world are dying left and right from the biometrics, from the bioweapons. And people are just still sticking their head in the sand, just like acting like it's not happening. But folks, I'm here to tell you, it's happening in a big way, and it needs to stop. And the way it's going to stop is when the American people say, we've had enough of what's going on, in fact. So anyways, I was just talking about during the first segment how Mike Johnson, Judas Iscariot, you may as well call him that because they're all lumped in the same lot. And instead of, again, the church purging the lump, the little leaven in the lump, which is a lot of leaven, what do? To make it holy, they just forget their duties before God, not understanding that they're commandments and not suggestions. And what they do is they allow these politicians to go ahead and sell them off with a kiss for 33 pieces of silver, just like Judas did to that of Jesus Christ. And I was saying to you during the first segment that these politicians, such as Judas Iscariot, Mike Johnson, coming into play and selling to the American people, look at this big, beautiful bill, isn't this wonderful, and telling you about how they save billions of dollars, when in fact what they didn't tell you is they added trillions to the deficit. This is how you get your truth today. They're half-truths. they sacrifice the truth to prop up their lies, friends. I mean, this is only going to go so far for any of us. And what's sad about it is how the majority sits back and allows it to go on. But that aside, friends, I want to get to the point. We have to understand that the truth that these people are telling you, for the most part, namely the conservative outlets, is omission of the truth to uphold their lies. And again, folks, we have to know that we have to make distinction between what is true rather than taking it for face value from these devils that are allowed to remain. Here, let me show you how this works. This is a brand new piece. Just got it. And this is Donald Trump selling to you again the genius bill, right? He's the genius, of course, and nobody can do it better than him. And what's interesting to note is he comes out and tells you one thing, but pay attention to the details. I'm sure you're going to catch on to this. Check this out. This is old Donnie, the con man, once again, doing what he does best to those that could care less. Listen to this.
To my pledge never to allow the creation of a central bank digital currency in America.
He says he would never allow a central bank or a digital currency to happen in America. Now listen to his followers that take him for face value.
My first...
Yeah. So I saw that clip on my Twitter time.
Okay, so this guy says, listen, I took this and I thought, wow, this is great. And then all of a sudden he comes up with this. Listen to what this guy has to say.
I'm like, thumbs up, hell yeah. I'm flapping my wings like a bird because I'm like, we're free from the central bank digital currency. This is an actual win. And then a few minutes later,
I
see the clip from his buddy, David Sachs. And this is what he said. Take a listen.
And now today, you have another historic legislative achievement that is a monumental step to fulfilling your promise to making the United States the crypto capital of the world. This genius act...
He's saying the exact opposite. He is literally telling you the truth of what Donald Trump just omitted. Donald says it's not going to happen. This guy right here is telling you it is happening, and he just passed it through the last bill, the Genius Act, and in the process, he's thanking him through the process of everything that he is doing. Steph, here you go. I'm in the studio, folks. But with that, I want you to listen to the rest of what this guy has to say, because, again, it's important that you hear what he has to say in contrast to what con man Donald Trump just told you.
Lock American dominance in the crypto industry by creating clear rules of the road. It will update archaic payment rails with a revolutionary new payment system.
And let me just say what he's saying, friends. He's saying that we will have more control. We have garnered more control through these bills that are being passed to wield over the people that are being enslaved by a global system. That's what he's not telling you. But he's trying to sell it to everybody like it's a good thing. But he's telling you what Donald didn't say. Okay, and he's saying the opposite of what Donald did say. And this, again, is the importance of understanding the truth of the matter rather than just taking it for face value when it comes to these politicians that are selling us their lies to, again, forge our chains.
U.S. dollar dominance, like you said, globally, by creating a digital dollar that people all over the world can use.
Do you guys hear that? One more.
Okay, so he just said a digital dollar. Wait a second. Donald just said that's never going to happen.
We'll extend U.S. dollar dominance, like you said, globally, by creating a digital dollar that people all over the world can use.
So to me, that sounds like the same.
Okay, so folks, you again got to pay attention to what's being sold to you. It's not in your favor. By the way, I highlighted the fact that this is completely unconstitutional. It's all supposed to be done in silver and gold and in coin, okay? And now what they're doing is they're trying to, if you remember right, over the last 4 years, I told you there's something up with the banking system. They're acting very odd. It's almost like they didn't want people to come there. They wanted them to do everything online since the pandemic. And that's exactly what they were pushing us to. And then all of a sudden, Donald Trump, the father of the vaccines, ushered in by his worshipers again, Acts 12:22. And the first thing he does is, he tells us, let's get rid of the penny. It costs 2.5 cents per penny. Let's get rid of that. That's all he's merely doing, friends, is testing to see how the people are going to respond to his tyrannies. He's testing to the people concerning their knowledge of the Constitution and what he can do and what he can't do. I can safely say this, friends. Again, as Abraham Lincoln rightly said, love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. It's not our job to overthrow the Constitution, but it is our job to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Every single one of these in federal government, and for the most part in state governments, and I'm talking about the installed ones, every single one of them should be rounded up lawfully, impeached, and prosecuted for their crimes, because it's not just one or two crimes that we're talking about, folks. They're acting way outside of their scope of authority ever given unto them concerning the confines and the definition of what it is that their detail order, let me put it that way, found in the Constitution. Again, they're assuming authority that's never, ever been given to them. Wanted to highlight another happening so you might know what's going on. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that we have this Muslim coming into America saying that white people are the problem. I played that video for you last week, and for the sake of time, I'm not going to do it again. In Minneapolis, Mamdani, another jihadi communist, wins. This is what they're reporting. He didn't win anything. They're installing him. They're telling us that he won a mayoral nomination despite previous charges of, listen carefully, ballot fraud, voter fraud, and taxpayer-funded $500,000 graft payoff to Somalia TV. The communist star in Minneapolis is selling to the people that he just won the nomination, in spite of the fact that he's already been busted for voter fraud and theft inside of government. Now, can you make this up? No, you really can't. I wanted you to see something here, and if you can't see it concerning our radio affiliates, I'll go ahead and highlight it for you the best that I possibly can. But these are the people that were responsible and are responsible for. In fact, there were 47 names of people who were charged in the $250 million theft from hungry children. That was the front that, by the way, Keith Ellison had foreknowledge of on camera. They had him on audio acknowledging what was going on, and basically he said he would take care of it. He's been completely exposed, but yet he still resides, just like Tim Walz, committing treasonous act after treasonous act, yet he resides. Now he's so encouraged he's going to go ahead and try to run for a third term, outside of the fact that it's unconstitutional. Do you see where this is going, people? Okay, but let me go back to the 47 people that were charged in this $250 million theft. Amy Marie Bach was the only native that was on this list. Every other name on this list were Muslims that told you and me that were afforded asylum, that they wanted to flee their country because it was war-stricken, because it was sand and it was rock. In other words, because it was cursed by the living God. They come over here and then they immediately attack our system of governments. Every single name on this list, 46 names, every single one of them are Muslims. Every single one of them. And yet they want you to believe that they're the victims. Americans, this is happening all across the United States. Furthermore, this criminal mayor that means to conquer who we are in America, he is not qualified to run for office. Just like Keith Ellison wasn't, just like Ilhan Omar wasn't, just like Barack Hussein Obama wasn't. But the people let him do it. My goodness, folks. What sort of definition of mercy are we looking for here? I mean, to tell you the truth of the matter and for people to stay stationary and do nothing about what's going on in their own country is inviting more of this. And again, more of this is coming, rest assured. You heard what I said. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, "Because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, "Controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget."
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
.281-845-4704. Someone's got to be jacked. Someone's got to be angry about what's going on here. Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. What is wrong with Bradley Dean? Instead of just complaining about it and tolerating it, we're actually standing up and doing something about it. I was just highlighting something here for you. 281-845-4704. Trump selects Dearborn Muslim cleric for inauguration prayer. He tripled the support for Muslim charities in America over that of Barack Obama. You can go to Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch. So at least that way we can start pulling the blinders off of some of our eyes. Some of us that are so unwilling to see it for what it is. And what I'm doing right now, folks, is just highlighting the fact that what they say and what they do are two different stories. During the end of the last segment, I was highlighting, friends, all of the names concerning the responsible party of this $250 million fraud in the state of Minnesota. Every single one of them outside of one were Muslims. Every single one of them. They're not here friends, because they need asylum. They're not here to assimilate. They're here, folks, to attack. And it's exactly what is happening right before our eyes. Right before our eyes, okay? I wanted to highlight something else here for you, friends, so you can see this. Did you see this? Is this about the sickest thing you've ever heard or seen? Supreme Court rules parents can opt children out of LGBT books. Nobody asked the devil for permission to obey the Lord. The Supreme Court has no say-so whatsoever in this. Why? Because the state doesn't have any children. Now, I want to show you how they're playing it against each other, friends. Look at this. This is what good communists do. They use the law against the law. Supreme Court, and because of their good graces, friends, rules that parents can, if they want to, opt their children out from having a bunch of men dressed as women make a prey out of your children. That's what the Supreme Court said. No, no, no. The Supreme Court, if they were righteous and upright, they'd be condemning the crime in the act of sodomy. Like every state statute in the United States of America. Isn't this amazing how people think, oh man, they did a good job. Have you taken the time to see who is sitting on the bench? Okay, people, what do you think these people are going to say? I really don't get it. I really don't. I'm just, again, today, folks, I'm in derision again, folks. I'm really in derision again, and I'm talking about what the people tolerate in this country. Yesterday, we had found out that Malcolm Jamal Warner, this is just one of many that came across social media platforms, died. Okay, a young man, and of course they're going to try to conceal. And ever since the whole plandemic, this conspiracy that they've committed against the American people, and we all know it, and people worldwide, and we all know it. Jeremiah 11:9. Ever since, they always say they still don't know what the results are concerning why it is that they passed. Whereas before, you would have never seen that. Well, folks, Malcolm Jamal Warner, guaranteed, folks, 54 years old. Why and how do you think he died? I mean, I have video and pictures of all of these people that are passing day in and day out. I could spend every day on the radio program highlighting all of the people that have passed from these bioweapons. Okay? I just want to make clear that you understand. This thing hasn't gone away. And how could it be otherwise concerning what it is that we see today, folks, and what we see happening right in front of our faces? I wanted to go back and highlight something. I'm playing a little catch up here, friends, because there's so much. We are being inundated at every level of our lives. Are we under attack by our representatives within the halls of government? With our own money, using the people from other countries to war against us. Folks, again, pay attention to what's going on here. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that Coldplay, there was a concert. It was called Coldplay. I guess maybe that's the name of the band. I've been out of it for so long, friends, that I can't even tell you the name of that band, because the modern music today, for the most part, is junk. That's why they all have to go back and pick out old songs and redo them, because they don't know how to write today. And that's on purpose as well. But what was interesting is I highlighted the fact that the Simpsons, through the soothsayers, actually predicted what would take place concerning the CEO getting caught in the act of cheating on his said wife and vice versa. And she had exactly the same colors on, the necklace, the bracelet, the man, the CEO, had the same shirt on, same color of shirt. To the detail, somehow or another, the Simpsons mysteriously predicted exactly what was going to go on here, which only shows you that they're guilty of the crimes that they want you to believe that somehow or another they're prophesying. Now, this is the cult, friends. This is what they do. They want you to think that they're some sort of prophets, when in fact they are not at all. They're creating the crime, they're predicting the crime, and then they're showing you the crime that they predicted and the crime that they're guilty of actually conspiring and perpetrating, okay? I wanted to go back because I know I've covered this before, but I wanted you to hear this and see this. Did you know that the Simpsons have predicted 34 times? Successfully predicted the future. No, they have not. No, they have not. Remember what none other than Roosevelt said back in the 1930s? He said there's nothing that's in politics. He said there's nothing in politics that's not first planned. No, they want you to believe that they're accurately and successfully predicting the future. 34 times. Folks, to the very pictures that they're taking on later. Which shows you that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Folks, you know what? The Lord is, and this is one of the, to me, one of the awesome things about the Lord bringing judgment about, outside of the fact that he makes himself known in his judgments. Go to Nahum 1:3 when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at the judgment, what it does is it causes all men to know that they're mere men. Okay? And you can rest assured there's more of this coming, because the more this is tolerated by the people, the heavier the judgments are going to get. But again, I'm telling you right now that what we have in front of us is the Simpsons, life in hell in Minneapolis, 34 times successfully predicting the future, all the way to Donald Trump, okay? The Donald Trump presidency, they predicted that a long time ago. Back in, I'm looking at the date right now. But I don't have the date, but it does talk about 2016, which was his first tenure, and then obviously a second time around. That was all predicted. Kamala Harris was predicted, correctly predicting the Super Bowls, folks, which only shows you what the NFL players have been telling us, that it's all scripted. Listen to me carefully. All of you useful idiots paying for tickets for football games, you need to understand that it's all scripted. This is what the NFL players are trying to tell you, just like pro wrestling is obviously fake, just like many of the baseball games are scripted, just like many of the boxing matches are scripted, and this is all factual information. You don't have to ask Bradley Dean. Just go ahead and ask them. They'll tell you that it is scripted. It's set up on a gambling system where they're always sure to win as they continuously fleece the people that are foolish enough to buy a ticket, okay? Disney buys 20th Century Fox. That was predicted by the Simpsons. Underwater submersible emergency. That was predicted. Y'all remember that. Smartwatches was predicted. Autocorrect was predicted. Lisa on Ice. Stealing cooking grease for cash. Lard of the Dance. That was all predicted. FIFA's corruption scandal was all predicted. Folks, the Beatles sending belated fan mail. That was predicted. It goes on. The Tiger Attack concerning Siegfried and Roy. The Tiger Attack was all predicted. Okay? So you have to ask yourself the question as to how they're doing this. Oh, I can clearly see how they're doing this. It's not difficult to beguile people, friends, especially on film any longer, especially when you're the one driving the narrative. Oh, and the list goes on, folks, concerning the Simpsons predictions. The U.S. wins gold in curling. That was all predicted. Average Joe goes into space. That's nonsense, but they predicted that. That's what they sold to you, and that was Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga Super Bowl performance to a T. That was all predicted. So you see that they're responsible for the things and the crises that are taking place, friends, because they're predicting them. They're creating them. Let me say this again so you all understand. The best way to control the opposition, you and me, is to lead it ourselves. And so they want to make sure that they have their hands on the steering wheel and the control lever at every given level in this country. And again, 345 million people, I wish I could say someone else is the straw man here, but I can't. They're doing what it is that the people are allowing them to get away with. Again, I can't blame anybody else, friends. I just can't do it, and I'm not going to waste my time trying to do that, because then I would not be a faithful preacher, and then you would have no reason to repent before a just and a holy God, especially when I say that your sin is being found out before the Lord. In other words, the Lord's just repaying you to your face. There's going to be a just recompense, right? And we can see that again at every given level. I wonder what's like, for example, Ozzy Osbourne just died. I'm just wondering what it is that he would tell to all of those that actually came to his concerts today. I wonder if he'd be promoting Satanism. I wonder if he'd be promoting sex, drugs, rock and roll, bestiality. I wonder if he'd be promoting drug use. I wonder if he would be promoting, the list goes on, right? I guarantee you he's in hell right now trying to get you to listen to what I'm telling you when I'm making reference to the Word of God so you don't end up there as well. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
You know what I believe is I believe the American people need to start predicting who's going to jail here. I believe the American people need to start predicting who goes to the gallows. I'm not even kidding you, folks. We used to do that in this country. That's how you teach people the fear of God. And it's insane what's going on here. I was just highlighting the fact that the Simpsons are predicting all of these scenarios, these conspiracies that are taking place. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that Aaron Russo, who's no longer with us, he used to be a Hollywood producer. He was liked by David Rockefeller, and he had shared on film that Rockefeller continuously talked about September 11th, the big deal, and talking about what was going to be happening. And he called it the event, and he kept talking about the event. And Russo said he didn't know what Rockefeller was talking about concerning the event until September 11th. And obviously it happened, but Russo said that Rockefeller was talking about it constantly before it happened. Oh, they were programming the people to see this thing happen for a couple decades that I know of. I believe it was up until actually back into the 70s when the buildings went up. They just started right off the bat to start to propagandize the American people in planning September 11th. For anybody to think that happened by a bunch of foreigners, and I'm talking about Muslims, folks, first of all, that was the fastest investigation ever in the history of mankind since the beginning, again, of time. To actually produce what they produce. The whole thing was a fraud. And I think we all know that now because of the agencies that have been set up to attack we the people, their political opposition. And again, going back to James Madison, who said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who's profited more from September 11th than your said representative government? And the handlers in which direct your politicians in what direction that they're told to go into, what they're supposed to do, what bills they're supposed to pass, so on and so forth. You get the point. So with that, I just wanted to make clear, I got about 8 minutes left here, and I'm always trying to jam as much time as I can or information with the time that I've been given concerning what, in fact, is going on right now, because what they forgot to tell you is the truth. And that's what we always want to do, is show you what they're not showing you, okay? And I'm talking about conservatives of the day. I'm not talking about what you would call the liberals. There's no such thing. There's no left. There's no Democrats. There's none of that nonsense, friends. It's all created. It's a political lie to continuously wedge the people against each other. Now, yesterday, I highlighted the fact that Donald Trump, con man Trump, the pedophile, which he's not going to hide any of this because it's out there. But that was a smokescreen for the people to understand what, in fact, was really going on. They were passing bills behind the smokescreen of the Epstein list. Okay. And what it was is they were creating the big, beautiful bill, as I said, friends. They passed a bill and they were trying to sell to conservatives. Look at this wonderful bill that we just passed. And Michael Johnson, like I said during the first segment, Judas Iscariot, because that's exactly what that devil is. Interestingly enough, he sells to the people about how much money was saved in the billions, but he forgot to tell you that there was trillions added to the deficit, okay? And he also forgot to tell you that that bill, in fact, was motored up and engineered by those that meant to put in what I'm going to tell you into that bill. A surveillance system like the Social Credit Score, a blueprint of exactly what's going on over in China. Okay? Say what you will. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Right after that, while everybody was in a rage and all this mayhem was created by the spin doctors, getting everybody confused, Daniel 9-7, about what was going on, what happens? They pass what? The Genius Act. And how do they sell it to the people? Oh, they're all happy about this, and everybody should be happy about what's going on. But what they didn't tell you concerning the Genius Act, friends, is that they are corralling the people on a worldwide basis into a cashless society. I am here to tell you probably for the 15th time, and I'm going to say it again. If you go cashless, they will have control over every facet of your life. You don't think so? Go ahead. And let me ask you this. During the pandemic, did they censor voices that were telling you what the mainstream media, in contrast, was telling you? Oh, big time. Big time. Somebody just sent me something this morning where Facebook just purged 40 million Facebook accounts. And I'm not going to go into the whole diatribe of how much they have censored this ministry. But people, you need to understand, they were the ones driving all of the narrative. They didn't tolerate anybody that was telling you the truth. It's the same thing that they're doing with the big, beautiful bill. That's why they don't want you listening to me. This is the same thing they're doing with the Genius Act. They're all elated in front of the American people, hoping that the said conservatives will just go behind Donald no matter what he says and no matter what he does. I want to say something to that, and I'm going to get back to this point. I just seen a lady this morning. Her name is Stacy Is Right. I want you to understand how far it goes with these reprobates, those that are abandoned to their sin, those that complain about what's identified as the left, you tell me after I read this to you where they're getting the idea that there's a left. Because these people that call themselves conservatives are the very reason that you have a left, and in many cases, they're even worse. What am I talking about? Stacy Wright says, let me be blanking clear to every retarded liberal on this planet. I mean, you almost can't make it up. It's like the devil standing there calling others devils. And like for some reason or another, he wants you to believe that he's righteous and he's good. This is what liars do. She said, I don't give a blank about the Epstein list. This is what she said. A worshiper of Donald Trump. She said, I don't give a blank if President Trump is on it. Just think about this. She goes on, I wouldn't give a blank if Trump raped me. This is a conservative. This is a Trump worshiper. She said, I wouldn't give a blank if Trump touched my kids. Okay? This is why you need to make distinction from the Word of God as to what is righteous and what is unrighteous. This is wickedness. I don't even think I would hear anything like this coming from what they would call the left. She goes, President Trump is getting blank done for the American people, and that's all that matters. I still support him and will continue to do so as long as I'm alive. Wow. I'm not making this up. I got 2 minutes. Hey, folks. Did you know that the Genius Bill, right? The Genius Act? Did you know that Trump Act freezes bank accounts for vaccine mandates? Yes, the Genius Act of 2025, as described in recent reports, would allow government authorities to freeze bank accounts of individuals who violate federal or state executive branch regulations, including vaccine mandates. There's no such thing. They don't have the constitutional authority to tell me I have to put something in my bloodline. If people would get that through their head, then we could understand who the perpetrators are. It's not for our health. These are the same people that are passing bills to make sure babies are murdered in the womb with your money. Did you see this? Here, I just want you to see it. Donald Trump, Genius Act, CBDC, will allow government to punish vaccine mandate refusers by freezing their bank accounts. This is what happens when you're so brainwashed by the controlled operatives that call themselves conservatives. This is the narrative that they're driving. Even through this whole Epstein list, friends, I have still to see one of the popular said conservatives say anything about Donald Trump being on that Epstein list. Now are you starting to understand who the problem is in this country, folks? Because, as I've shared with you so many times, history teaches us that dictators are loved at first. And while they stack the cards against those people that put them into power, once the cards are stacked and the people can no longer resist, they begin to understand who he really is. And I believe that the American people know exactly what I'm talking about today, because it's exactly what's happening. This is all aimed at their political opposition. Do yourself a favor, regardless if you like me or not. I love you in spite of your ignorance. I love you in spite of your idolatry, to tell you what nobody else wants to tell you. This is all aimed at you. Here, one more point if I can, since I have a little time here. Our friend Alex Jones just highlighted the fact that new bill will force homeschoolers to teach government propaganda. Can anybody tell me where the state has children? Can anybody show me in the Constitution where they're getting this authority because the burden of proof is on them? And let me say that again. Can somebody please tell me where the government is deriving the authority to attack homeschoolers in this country? Because it's not from a delegation through the people. Then where's it coming from, friends? You better start waking up. Again, I love you enough to tell you what most won't. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do.